the director and or producer really has to be the leader in this kind of relationship. Sometimes relationships are fairly cut and dried. In the case of Scorsese, definitely not, because first of all, he loves music. He understands very, very acutely what music does in a film. So you spend a lot of time together talking about things. Yes, we spend a great deal more time talking about and conceptualizing. On the case of The Age of Innocence, we went a step further. I started by recording four themes for him, as possible themes. In the event, he liked two of them a great deal, liked all four of them, but two he liked a great deal. Curiously enough, they were the first two I'd done. Anyway, that was one step. Then, while he was editing the film, it's 7 months before we ever did a final score, I made a temp score for him out of those themes, not of the whole film, but we covered about 12 key sections of the film, so he could begin to see how the music and the film would relate to each other. Because music will influence how he cuts a film. And in certain instances, and there are two instances in the final version, in which essentially the way the sections were edited, they were edited to the music. So music is very important. So we had all these steps, themes first, temp score based on the theme second, and then 7 months later, the final. So that is a very different way of working.